Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Kalim Perkut Beis Mishadal Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is bringing Lurmuschos as Mas Rachel Shish Bezeichar Find Ruziv Gahagon Bikar of Mamesh. Emesha tells us Masmer Hagara. Literally, this means the nail of a blood letter. Back in the day, bloodletting was a standard medical practice. So the blood letter had this small implement, very sharp and pointy. It wasn't really a nail. Perhaps it was more similar to a scalpel, a tiny little knife, and that was meant for making the cut in the patient. That is makabel toma because that's like a regular knife. However, shel even hashayis, in this case, it would literally be a nail or a pin that's meant for stone hours. That's a little translation of Evan Hashoy's stone of hours, and that was their olden day clock, otherwise known as a sundial. It was basically a large metal slab that had a pin or a rod in the middle, and depending where the sun was, depends on where the shade of that pin fell on the stone, and there was different cuts and notches in the stone to tell you what time it was. So that pin itself, tar, is not makabel toma because it doesn't move and it doesn't do anything. It just stays there. However, Tzadik Matame, or Tzadik says it is makabel toma, that's because it does perform a real use. It helps one tell the time, so it actually could makabel toma. On to another discussion, Masmer Hagardi, this is the nail or the pin that's used by a weaver. Tame, that's makabel toma. This is basically a metal rod or pin that they would slip a spool of thread on top of, and then they would use that in the weaving process. So that metal pin could be makabel toma because it had a real use. Another discussion, va'aron shel groisos, this is the cabinet that's meant for holding the grinder that grinds beans. Groisos literally means ground beans, and they had a special grinder for grinding the beans, and they had a cabinet that was meant for holding the grinder. So the cabinet itself, Reb Tzadik Matame says, is makabel toma, whereas L'cham Matar and L'cham say it's not makabel toma. That's because the cabinet's never moved. It's meant to be stationary. We know that wooden kalim that are not supposed to be moved and are never moved, so they're not makabel toma. Now, let's say its wagon was made out of metal. This is some other storage device for the bean grinder. If it was made out of metal, so Tameya, it is a makabel toma. That's because it's considered Kliya by its own right due to the fact that it's metal. On to Mishnah Hey with more discussions of nails. Masmer she'eskinu lios pesech v'neobay. A nail that was modified in order to be able to open and close something with, meaning it wasn't just a plain straight nail, it's either bent or twisted or made in some sort of way, the nail person is able to open or close a door with it. Tame, that's a makabel toma because it's considered a Kliya by itself. However, ha'asvi l'shmi, if it's made just for shmira, for guarding, tahar, it's not makabel toma. What does that mean, l'shmira? So basically, it would either be hung on the door or maybe placed right near the door, and then if a person opens it, he wouldn't realize that he just moved the nail, and then when you come back and you see, oh, the nail was moved, there must be somebody was in here, that's what it means, also l'shmira, so it's not makabel toma, because it's not really a kli, it's just meant for a simen. Now, masmer she'eskinu lios pesech b'yis ha'chavis, what about a nail that was modified to be able to open up a barrel? So Rabbi Akiva Matami says makabel toma, whereas L'cham Matarin, they say it's not makabel toma, ad she'etzrefenu, until it's put into the furnace and hardened, and that's because if you just take a plain nail and try to open a barrel, it's going to break. So that itself is not considered a kli yet until it's fired up in the furnace and hardened specially, and only then it's considered a kli. On to another discussion, masmer shel shulchani, the nail of a money changer, tahar, it's not makabel toma. Now this is not really a nail. This is actually referring to a unique contraption. The money changers would sit in a little booth that had like a hinged window on the side when it was time for business to open. So they would open up that window, laying it down, and now it becomes basically a table. So what would support that table? A T-bar that was in the ground. There's a post that's in the ground, and then there's the top of that post, which forms the T, that holds up the table, and that's what the masmer is. It's that metal bar that the table's resting on, so it's not makabel toma, because it's connected to the post that's in the ground, whereas Reb Tzadik Matame, Reb Tzadik says it is makabel toma, because sometimes that metal bar was removed and used for its own usage. Now, once we mention Reb Tzadik, says the Mishnah, Shleshet Dvar Reb Tzadik Matame, V'cham Matarin. There are three things Reb Tzadik holds are makabel toma, or Zacham argue and say that they're not. Masmer shel shulchani, this one that we just learned now. Also, we just said previously, aron shel groisos, and umasmer shel even hashois, Reb Tzadik Matame, he's Matame all three of those, whereas Chum Matarin, Chum say they're not makabel toma. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more discussions, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.